Spillwords.com presents Shopping Day, written by Lisa Rivers Kiesling. My mother didn't know she was showing signs of the day's difficulties. All she really knew was that she was happy to be home and that Dad was there to help. She had successfully completed another monthly food shop. The build-up to Shopping Day always began several days prior with a menu of the meals for a month. Next, a thorough check of the fridge and pantry. Then the cutting, organizing, and preparing of the coupons. This always required the removal of those that had expired. Then came the finale, the making of the list. And this wasn't just jotted down items on a piece of paper. This was separated by store, by department, refrigerated, non-refrigerated, paper products, and so on. So you get the picture, this was serious business. So, it was unseasonably warm this particular shopping day in the California Valley, and if you knew my mother, you knew she did not like the heat. First off, Mom never left the house without her hair and makeup done. And secondly, Mom is a fluffy girl, like myself, and we tend to run a bit hot-blooded. And adding insult to injury, she was also a woman of a certain age, and hot flashes can be brutal. But, if nothing else, my mother can be resourceful and has always successfully dealt with her facial perspiration. So, this day was nothing she couldn't handle. Mom carries the purse-size Kleenex packs, either in her handbag or the glove compartment. They are always nearby. They are her go-to when she becomes overheated. She would open one into a big square and then begin folding it like a bandana until she had a headband. She would then place it across her forehead and tuck the ends under the arms of her glasses. This way it would catch the perspiration before it came running down her face. When it was saturated, she would remove it, pat her face with it, and begin again with a new Kleenex. For some reason on this day, she didn't have adequate supply. She was in a pinch and had to use a paper napkin from the day's fast food, which seemed to be working just fine. It got her through Costco without issue. So, as she sat in the car preparing herself to go into Walmart, she removed the wet headband and patted down with it, then replaced it with a new dry napkin and off she went into Walmart for the final stretch. Going straight to the tissue aisle first, Mom picked up some Kleenex and, while in the store, she made herself another headband.
She patted down with the discarded one, finished her shopping, and headed to the checkout line. She collected her coupons together and handed them to the cashier while trying to make conversation.
She noted to herself that she had never come across a less friendly cashier, noting she hadn't made eye contact, not even one time. Brushing off what appeared to be a bad day for the cashier, Mom made her way to the car, loaded up the groceries, and headed home. Soon forgetting the entire situation.
It was there, when she pulled into the driveway and made her way into the house, that Dad asked the question, "Rough day?"
Surprised, my mother answered, "Why yes, it's been rough."
"Why do you ask?" Dad replied, "Well, you have paper stuck to your forehead and coming out from behind your ears and you're missing an eyebrow."
About latest posts, Lisa Rivers Kiesling. My name is Lisa Rivers Kiesling and I reside in Klamath Falls, Oregon with my husband.
I am the owner of Maggie May Creations and Gift Baskets, and I am the sales and marketing director of Repurpose ITY, which is the repurposing and upcycling furniture store, owned by my husband Michael, and I am a champion for any program that sets out to preserve the dignity of any human being, allowing all to feel the safety and comfort of having a home, regardless of your situation or background.
Stabilizing mankind, one man, one woman, one family at a time. My love for storytelling didn't come to fruition until later in life for me. I needed to first have the freedom to express myself and then the courage to believe in myself. I hope that my stories, my art, my life can be an inspiration to just one person. That is what I write for, what I paint for, and what I hope for. Latest posts by Lisa Rivers Kiesling. See all. Shopping Day. July 17, 2024. New Beginnings. March 7, 2024, The Epsteins, July 17, 2023.